Lezecha Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas. Lezecha Nishmas Daniel Shena Bas Yeshua Falak. Okay, Rabbi, Parshas Bamidbar is usually the Parsha before Shavuos. And Shavuos Man Kabbalas HaTorah. So let us try to understand different things about regarding Kabbalas HaTorah. We know in this week's parsha, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe ben Bar Sinai b'ol moed bechod l'chodesh hasheni b'shona hashenis v'tzeisam me'eretz Mitzrayim v'ymor su'us rosh kol adas b'nei Yisrael mishchosom v'veis avosom s'par shemas kol zuchar l'gul galosom. So it's the when was this minyan made? On the second month, an year, b'chodesh hasheni, b'shon hashenis. And Rashi says, mitochi basam l'fanav mona osam kol shah. Hashem counts Klal Yisrael to show His love for them. So when they went out of Mitzrayim, Menon, when they went out of Mitzrayim, he counted them. Shenoflu be'egel, and when they fell in the Chet Ha'egel, he counted them. Leida hanosarim, to know how much is left. And now he wants to be Mashra Shechina, with the, right? So what is he? He counts them again. Be'echad benisen hukam ha'mishkan. So his Mishkan was Hukam HaMishkan. So that's going to be Ashrosh HaShechina, so now he counts them again. But the obvious question the Shem Yishmuel asks is, Ashrosh HaShechina, why does he count them in this month, the second month? I don't understand. The Ashrosh HaShechina was in Nisan. He built the Mishkan was in Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh HaRishon. So Rashi's telling us that now that he made the Mishkan, there's Ashrosh HaShechina. So the Ashrosh HaShechina is an important time. So now he should count the Jewish people. So, but then why don't you have the minyan whenever there's an important time to show Yechiba? So whenever Ashrosh HaShechina is an important time, but the Ashrosh HaShechina was in the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why are you waiting till Chodesh Iyar to count? Right? The simple kasha the Shem Yishmuel asks. He said that, so he says, whenever there was an important time, when they went out of Mitzrayim, he counted them. When there was an Egel, he counted, so to know how many of Klal Yisrael were left over. And now he wants to be Hashrosh Shchidos Oleim Menon. So Bechad Menisan Hukam Mishkan Bechad Beir Menam. But why? Bechad Menisan Hukam Mishkan. So he should be more than them. Bechad Menisan. That's when the Ashrosh HaShechina is. Why is he waiting till the second month? Then it's pasuk says Vayikach Moshe Aaron as Anoshim Ha'Ela Shenikvu B'Shemos. It's called Heida Ikil Bechad LaChodesh HaSheni. So first is the famous Ramban, Pekodas B'nei Levi, V'veis Avosom L'Mishpichosom. And the Ramban says that Shevet Levi was not in the Shibud. We all know Shevet Levi was not in the Shibud. So he says, ani khoshev sheze khizek lema she'amru ki shiftot shel levi lo yo beshiv im lechas mitzrayim avodas perach ne israel asher meru bam mitzvim es chayeyem pavod kosher kedei lematam hayah kodesh baruch hu marbo osam kenegid gezeres mitzrayim. What does the pasuk say? Kasher yanu oso kein yirbe v'chein yifrotz. Right? The more that you were afflicted, the more then you had the bracha that you will propagate. But Shevet Levi was not in the affliction. So then they didn't get the bracha either. So that's why Shevet Levi was a smaller Shevet. Kinei Yisrael, Hashem Meir Mitzrayim Eschayem Avod Echoshet Ve'matam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mar Be'osam Kedeged Gzeiros Mitzrayim Hashem Yinon Ken Yir Be'vachay Nifos. But over here, but they weren't part of the affliction, so that they weren't part of the bracha. Kasher yanu also ken yir bevechen yifrutz. I remember I had there was a very chashuv a person here in the YU community who passed away many years ago before Shavuos, Rabbi Yosef Winevsky. He was a blind rav who, as I was very close to, I spoke at his levaya. But Dr. Lamb, he spoke at the levaya as well. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein spoke at the levaya. So Dr. Lamb, he was speaking about, you know, his hardship being blind throughout his life and becoming a Talmid Chacham and being blind, and he quoted this Ramban, Dr. Lamb, you know, no pain, no gain. You know, he said, you know, whereas the more pain you have, that makes you grow from that. And this man was a person who went through life with a lot of pain. And he was able to grow through that. We were very close. We were very close friends. He was older than, obviously much older than me. But he was blind, and we had a very close relationship. And it was right before this time of year was it was around this Parsha, so he mentioned this Ramban of that you see from Shevet Levi, that since they didn't have that, the pain, they didn't have the gain either, because they didn't. Only the people that had the bracha of kasher yanu so ken yifrotz also had had that bracha. If you didn't have kasher yanu so, then you didn't have the bracha of ken yirmevichen yifrotz. The Sforno on page 9. Says Mesvar Shemos. He says, "Ki as kol echad meoso hador nechshav b'shmo hamor al tzurasa ishus." As everyone's name was based on their particular mahus, their particular what type of character they were, who were they? That's mispar shemus. In other words, what does he say? Mispar shemus. Just say mispar anashim. But Mispar Shemus, in Rav Kuperman in the footnote 11, he says Bitoy Zemofir Bator Rach BeParshasenu. Shrei Fiv Shudu Shal Mikra Vade Yamokam Lichtov Mispar Anoshim. What's Mispar Shemus? Ki as Anoshim Hasofim Falos Shmoseim. So what's Mispar Shemus? So he says that's the idea that was each individual had a name, and the name was the specific to that, the inner idea of what this person is all about. Oh. So we know that the Mishnah says in Zvachim that Achelo Hukam HaMishkan, before the Mishkan, when they were Bamos, the Bamos of Mutter, right? And everyone there had a private, Mizbeach type of thing. But the Avoda was with the Bechoros, right? The Kohanim and Levim weren't doing the Avoda, the Bechoros were doing the Avoda. And then there was the Chet HaEgel, the Bechoros lost it. And then afterwards, Mishahukam HaMishkan Nesru HaBamos. And then the Avoda went to the Kohanim. So the question is, when exactly did that switch? So if you take a look, Let's take a look in the Shem Yishmur. So that's the kasha we said before from the Shem Yishmur on page 22. He says, why was the minyan only in the, Rashi says beferish, that it was going to be in Nisan, is when the Hashras Hashchina, because that when the Mishkan was built, and that's why he counted them. So then why didn't he count them right away? That's the question. Then he has another kasha. He says, Lagabe the Bechoros, the Ishis Bonin, the Mishnah, actually, Hukam HaMishkan, Hayu habamos mutaros. Tavod bechoros. Mechukam musu nesku habamos. So it seems that the Mishkan was the time that the bechoros lost the avoda, and they went to the Kohanim. So mistama nifsulu habechoros miyom echad benisan, because that was when the Mishkan was hukam. Avodas kacham. Lama lo nifsulu gamay avodas halavim. But he says that, when did the Bechorim lost their... In other words, the Bechorim did what the Kohanim would do in the future, and they did what the Levim would do in the future. But when was the transition? So for Kohanim, the transition should have been in Chodesh Nisan. That's when they were no longer doing the Avoda. But he says, by Levim, he says, the transition happened in by the Minyan, on Chodesh Hasheni. Because it's only after the minyan does it say that the Levim became, got the avoda. So the question is, the Mishnah says that when hukam amishkan, there was no avoda b'choros, now kohanim. And when did the Torah tell us the Levim? That was only after the minyan in Ir. So the b'choros are being replaced both by kohanim and Levim. And the Bechoros lost the transfer for the Kohanim was Nisan. And how come the transfer for the Levim was Ir? Because that's where it has in the Torah, right after the Minyan. So that's his kasha. Interesting questions. So he says, Venira, the Negvar Higadnu Be'inin Tzorach HaMinyan Shayol Ha'alos Es Yisrael Madrege Elyon Elyos Nirtzim kolecha v'echa gam mitzad prat zuroso, lo mitzad aklal. He says the idea of the minyan is everyone is an individual. Besides you're part of the community, but everyone is an individual, and therefore everyone could elevate himself as an individual. He says that's what his father, the Avnei Zeza, says, that the Malachim, the Medrash says, Shehu Rotza Koreas Kulam Ke'echad. Sometimes Hashem would call the Malachim as a group, and sometimes he would call each one specific, Michael, Gavriel, because there was a double role of the Malachim. They were part of a whole group of Malachim, but each singular Malach also had a role. Same thing with Klal Yisrael. Achar shenitzrasa Klal Yisrael makomet haMishkan. So Klal Yisrael now is forgiven for the Egel, and they're building the Mishkan. So they were forgiven as a whole, and they were forgiven each as an individual. Luzeba haMinyan shall call Prad uPrad. Okay, Memar b'Minyan zeh. Luspar shebas luGugul osam. That's Bishmar Shemos, the Google Awesome. That was the private identity of every individual. That was the Ritzoy of the Prat. So the same thing by Matan Torah. Matan Torah had a double thing. You know, the Medrash says, Ilu Chaya Yisrael Chaseirim Echad. If one person would have been missing at Maimon Har Sinai, the Torah wouldn't have been given.
So,
in other words, so on one hand, we needed the whole community to be there. On the other hand, every individual had a Kabbalah Satorah. Right? The Medrash says, in Shirashi, he quotes it here, but I'll show you, I have the Medrash here. Medrash says, you know, Shira Shirim, page 20 and 21. Yishakenim Shukus Piu. So the Medrash says that Hamar Yochan Malach Hayamotzi Hadibur Milfnei Kadosh Baruch Hal Kol Dibur Dir Machziah Kol Eichad Va Yisrael From Lo Kabel. It was every Jew got a Malach, a private presence from a malach, and he would give him the dibur, and they would, then he says, and they would get a kiss. Noshkal piv. So every individual got his private Kabbalah Satorah, and then there was the public Kabbalah Satorah. The malach would give a dibur, I don't know, have the, you know, metaphysical dibur to every individual. There would be delivered each dibur. So there was a Kabbalah Satorah of the klal, and then they would kiss the dibur. Shakeni mishoks piu. Miyad chenu hamehein hein miyad hadibur noshko. The dibur, so to speak, would kiss the person. So there would be a direct communication of each dibur, and then there's the klal Yisrael, the Kabbalah Satorah of the tzibur.
Right. So there was a Kabbalah Satorah. That's why in Parshas Yisro on page 23 it says Nasa v'nish Nasa, and on in Chodesh Sheni in Parshas Mishpatim, what does it say? Then it says what? Hanu v'omri Yisrael nami Nasa levad. But the next day it says Nasa v'nishma. So what's the difference between Nasa and Nasa v'nishma? So the Shemesh Shmuel explains. He says, Nasa means the physical aspect. It was like when everyone's putting on tefillin in the morning. So everyone's doing that same physical act. But then, certain people have higher kavanas. That's the nishma. That's the nishma. So he says like this. So there were two. There's the two aspects. There's the klal and the prat. By Matan Torah, there was the Kabbalah Satorah of the whole community, and then you have this idea that every person got an individualized messenger come to them and give them a dibur, and the dibur would kiss him, and with Klal Yisrael were forgiven by the time of the Mishkan for the Chet HaEgel. So it was also a forgiveness of the community and a forgiveness of the singular individuals. So he says, why was the Mishkan built in Nisan on page 24 on the left side? Because L'chora, it was ready to go in Kislev, right? It was ready to, right? It was finished in Kislev. And it was put on hold for 3 months. So why is that? So the Medrash says because they wanted it should be in the month of Yitzchak. Tam before Shabbachodesh Zer Nolad Yitzchak Avinu. Fidor Chen Yitzchak, they want to say another idea. From his father, from the Avnei Nezer. He says the 3 months, Nisan Iyar Sivan, have three different characteristics to them. He says Nisan is Mitzad HaKlal, on page 24, on the second paragraph, on page 24 on the left side. Nisan is Mitzad HaKlal. He's the Mazal Tleh. Tleh is a seh, a sheep. It has one voice. You bring one Korban Pesach for the whole group. You roast it all together. You don't cut it up. You roast it kulo ke'echad. So that's the klal, the whole unit of the tzibur, because Korban Pesach is for the tzibur. I mean, each group has the, you know, ear is mitzad haprat. Umazolo shor shemura al ischalchalkut hapratim. Kipnei shor mehasmol keedul mevinim nirmazev shak karen para dekai gildi gildi. In other words, it has a lot of the horn of the shor has a lot of layers to it, a lot of different. So each layer is like a different individual. That's the mazel of Iyar is the shore. The mazel of Nisan is the tle. So the tle is the one like the Korban Pesach. It's one for the, each community. So that's the klal. The shore is the prat. And Sivan is what? Is the mazel of twins, to omen. Hainu mitzar haklal u mitzar haprat. In other words, each individual... Twins. Each one is an individual, but then they're like a mini community. There are two of them. So Tzivan represents the klal and the prat. Nisan is the klal, is the like the seh. There's one voice. Korban Pesach is one for the whole base avos. It's the community. Iyar is the prat. Is for the individuals. That's why it's the mazel of the shore, and the shore has many rings to the horn, like many different individuals. And Sivan is what? Is the twins, to omen. So it's the klal and the prat. Because you have a klal here, you have two, like a little community, and you have the prat, each individual. So Klal Yisrael needed a tikkun for the Cheder Egel, they needed a tikkun mitzad the klal and mitzad the prat. So the Mishkan was the Tikkun Mitzad HaKlal. So therefore, it was erected in Nisan, because Nisan is the month of the Klal. So he says, so what's the idea? So why is the Minyan in here? So he says from his father, Chem Masha Shere Moshe Nechnas Imam, yep. Because Nisan Klal Iyar is the Prat. Hakamas Mishkan is the Ritzoy, is the forgiveness of Klal Yisrael from the community of Klal Yisrael. Mitzad HaKlal. But then, we count each individual, and that's the Ritzoy what? Mitzad the Prat. Oh. So now he's going to explain, so how come... So Klal Yisrael needed a double ritzui for the Cheder Egel. It came in two parts. It came in Nisan, the Hakamas HaMishkan. That was the communal ritzui, because Nisan is the month of communal. And Iyar was the count of the Yechidim. So that was the ritzui mitzad the Prat. But now the question is, the Bechoros stopped the Avodah, and Chodesh Nisan, for whatever kahuna dikka things they were doing, no more. Mishahukama Mishkan, the Kohanim stopped, the Bechoris, yeah, the Leviim continued until one more month, till Iyar, and that's where the Bechoris took over for the Leviim. What's the Pshat? Now, in your Kohanim Leviim, Kohanim is the Klal. Whereas he's the one who brought people together, right? Aaron HaKohen. When people were fighting, he was the one who made Shalom. He brought the community together. He brought people together. He was the one who was fixing the cloud. He fixing the cloud. Hashem Tamidus HaKohanim Koach Klali. Machdim Kol HaPratim HaSosim Klal Echad. That's the so B'meila. So therefore, there, when should they start their avoda? In Chodesh Nisan, because that's the Chodesh of the Klal. But the Leviim, Ach Leviim, Shemidosim Miros Kvur, L'Salav Leviim Shem Hashemayim, Only Mashir, Kol Prad Uprad Leviim Hashu Mashar Belibe. You see, Leviim with the Shir. Shir is a personalized thing. Shir comes from your heart, like Rabbi Yaakov Marcus from Yeshiva Reshit Yerushalayim, formerly the Rav of the Young Israel of Staten Island, said once from Rav Soloveitchik that, you know, that Shira is the language of the heart. So that's the idea, that Leviim with saying the Shira. The Shira is from the heart. That's very individualized. That's very personal. What your heart versus someone else's heart, that's very personalized. So Mamela, the Avoda Leviim was the Avoda of the Prat. The Avoda of the Kohanim was the Korban Tzibur, was the Avoda of the Klal. So Mamela, Nisan is the month of the Klal, so that's when the Kohanim start their Avoda. Iyar is the what? Is the month of the... is the Prat. And the Leviim was the Avoda of the Prat. And that's why they start their Avoda in Iyar. And Mamela, the Bechoris had the Chet HaEgel, so they stopped the Avoda. Okay. And that's the idea of why that we understand everything that we needed to understand. We understand why the minyan was only, Hashem says, whenever I'm Asher Shechina, I count. But he left it for a month later. Because the same as Shmuel explains, because there were two tikkunim that Klal Yisrael needed for the Chet HaEgel. One was mitzad the Klal, and one was mitzad the Prat. So the Mishkan was the tikkun mitzad the Klal. That's where the Korban Tzibur is brought, etc. And then there was the individual counting, that was the tikkun mitzad the Prat. And the Kohanim, they're mitzad the Klal. Aaron HaKohen, he brought the people together, they start their avoda in Nisan. Leviim is mitzad the Prat, and they start their avoda in Iyar, because Iyar is the mazel of the shore, and the shore is gildy, has many individualized circles. That's the Tzara Prat. And the Kabbalah Satorah is multiple Kabbalah Satorah. Is the Kabbalah Satorah of, like Rav Zev Hoberman likes to quote in his form for the Psukim and Devarim, that Yom HaMatan Torah is called Yom HaKohol. That the day of Matan Torah is called Yom HaKohol. Yom HaKohol. But it's also an individualized Kabbalah. Because every person got a special, every Dibur went to every person and got kissed by that Dibur. The Medrash in Yishakeini Mishio Kios Pihu. Everyone had their own Kabbalah. And then I always tell you from the Lubavitcher Rebbe that he held that Shavuos is a yontif that if you were on the other side of the date line and you come now, you keep your own day of Shavuos. If you're a day ahead in the Sfira because you came to China in the middle, from China in the middle, then you're going to keep Shavuos a day before everyone else. Because Kabbalah Satorah, there's the communal Kabbalah Satorah, but there's also your own Kabbalah Satorah. And everyone is different. Everyone has a different netiyah, like Rav Goldberg's Shlita, the Meir Goldschmidt from Rav Kook, that everyone has a different netias halev of what type of Torah they want to learn. Are they more for halacha, more for agada, more for gemara, more for, like Rav David Cohen has spoken about this as well. And everyone has to have a Kabbalah Sator mitzad the klal, to be part of the klal, and also their own individualized person, mitzad the prat. And here in Bamidbar, Klal Yisrael is getting refined now by the minyan, mitzad the prat. So there's going to be a Kabbalah Sator mitzad the klal, a Kabbalah Sator mitzad the prat, and that's Kabbalah Sator Vodos HaKlal Vodos HaPrat. So as we read Parshas Bamidbar, which is the Parsha before Matan Torah, we should have in mind these ideas, that our Torah should be a Torah, a part of the Klal, doing things for the Klal, etc., but also our own personalized Kabbalah Satorah as well. And that's the multiple faceted idea of the Kohanim Levim, the Klal and the Prat, Nisan Ir, the Klal and the Prat, and every individual, the Klal and the Prat, in their particular Avodas Hashem. So I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos. Let me say hello to everyone. Rav Ezra Hagler, good Shabbos. Rav Yosef Katan, good Shabbos. Rav Nathan Bauer, good Shabbos. Rav Ari Arbisfeld, good Shabbos. Rav Yehuda Shitris, good Shabbos. Rav Jacob Silberger, good Shabbos. Rav Yehuda Shitris, Nimrod Saul, good Shabbos. Ilan Sasson, have a good Shabbos. Daniel Albert, good Shabbos. Rav Eric Olshli Shlita, good Shabbos. Rav Hess, a good Shabbos. Ezra Hess, Josh Blau, a good Shabbos. Rav Ruvi Kobri, a good Shabbos. Yosef Katan, a good Shabbos. Rav Jacob Silberger, a good Shabbos. And then Avram Levitch Shlita. A good Shabbos as well. I'll talk to you later. We'll discuss the future packets. Yeah, so next week, that's an excellent question. Because next week, well, we don't have parshas, right? It's Shavuos, right? The week after is Noso. So, well, the parsha will be because there's no parsha Shavuos, so the parsha will be on the for Noso the following week. Yeah, the Parsha Shir will be was this week. This coming week, we don't have a Parsha Shavuah. But I mean, I'm giving Shirim in different places. I'm going to give a Shir by Rabbi Vorhin Wednesday night on Birkas HaTorah. And I'll tell you different places, perhaps. Okay.